6:30, time for our Fitter's Diary, and today's installment number 2. Yesterday we gave you a brief overview of what is Fitter's, formerly known as Page View, and the 3 different nationalities that were found there. The African, the Indian, and the Malay community that made up Page View, and that was because of Johannesburg becoming the epicenter and gold was discovered and they required laborers and etc. etc. So today we go into much more details and we are going to be learning more about the history of Fitter's. Take a listen to this.
Fitter's, a journey through time. The population. According to a census taken on January the 13th, 1962, there were 352 stands in Fitter's for residential purposes. 74% of these stands were Indian occupied, 16 were Malay occupied, 9% were coloured occupied, and 1% which was Chinese occupied. The census, however, did not point out that there were 177 shops in the area. 1,458 people were dependent on earnings from these shops. 959 were dependent on the earnings of the shop assistants. 325 were employed as domestic workers. It is clear that Africans were amongst these categories of people. Whilst these statistics are not exact, they do afford us with an approximate view of the amount of people in the area at the time. The Indian population, 4,125, which comprised of 50%. The Coloureds, 501, which comprised of 6%. Malay, 860 people, which comprised of 10%. The Chinese, 59 people, approximately 0.7%. The amount of Africans in Fitter's were unknown. There were 260 Indian stands, 32 Coloured stands, 56 Malay stands, and 4 Chinese stands living in Fitter's. With a population of approximately 8,500 to 10,000, with a variety of racial groups, Indians, Malays, Coloureds, Chinese, and Africans. Whilst there were whites who lived to the adjacent areas of Fitter's, a small amount of them lived in Fitter's. The cottages comprised of 2 rooms and a kitchen. 8 to 10 people lived per cottage, and 4 cottages comprised of 1 stand. These cottages used communal bathrooms. Fitter's was crowded. 3 to 4 families used to live on 1 stand. People also kept their domestic animals on these stands, such as horses and others. The houses were small and built by Malay artisans, approximately 50 by 50 feet on average. All homes had coal stoves. Very few had electric stoves in those days. Very few also had refrigerators. It is clear that the living conditions were grossly inadequate. The area was crowded with little sanitary facilities, and these spouted many complaints. Everybody who lived there, no matter race or creed, were equally affected by these conditions. All people were equally affected. They shared living experiences that enabled Fitter's to radiate a very warm sense of community. However, they still enjoyed their lives and became fiercely patriotic and proud of their area. But these conditions generated the slumlord problem. Despite uniformity and equality, sometimes there was a distinct separation between the north and the south side. And this is a separation that appeared to be more than just geographical. Find out more in our next entry.
A Radio Islam production by Maulana Habib Bobat and Tufail Patel.
Yeah, I got Samir Hijad today, engineering, and he's asking, what is Fitter's? Fitter's is a locality, is an area in Johannesburg. You know, it's Oriental Plaza. You go down, on the up the bridge and down the bridge, and you turn right, is Fitter's. That is where Fitter's is. That's where the Indian population was concentrated prior to them moving out in the times of apartheid. Anyways, an interesting entry also today on the Fitter's segment, and the lines are open 011-854-1548, alternatively 072-786-1548, 0488855. I'd like to hear from you on this segment. So interesting, the census of 13 January 1962 reveals that there were 352 stands, 74% belonging to the Indians, 16% to the Malays, and 9% to the Coloureds, and 1% to the Chinese. The total population of Fitas was 8,500 to 10,000 people. And what's really amazing is that of the size of the cottages, they say, yeah, a two-bedroom home, which was catering for 8 to 10 people. Wow! That is a real wow. The reason why I say it's a wow is because if we drive through Extension 7, which looks like the Houghton of Lanesia, and Houghton and Greenside and all other places, so huge homes, with so few people in it. And here a cottage was sufficing for 8 to 10 people with just two bedrooms. That is really fascinating. What's even more fascinating is that there were communal facilities. I've only read it. I wish I could hear from somebody who was in that experience and who was there to tell us more about it. How did it work? When did the ladies go? When did the men go? When did the children go? How did it work? Was there a system, or it was just used at any time or at any given hour? I'd really like to know. Curious to know about that. And also, there were coal stoves. That was really fascinating. It was highly crowded with us. So somebody on that side can bring some memories back to life and bring it on air. Tell us more about the communal facilities and the cottages that just had two bedrooms which would used to house six to with 8 to 10 people. Now that's a big lull also. Now tell me more about that in a few minutes. We go for a break. 20 to 7, you are listening to Radio Islam International. It is your world today. And we are busy discussing the history of Fitas, and we'd like you to SMS us or call us or send us whatever you want to interact on the segment. I do have Brother Kasim Variava, and he says that in 1979 he lived in 23rd Street, and he said he used to love the slaughtering of the chickens. And he remembers the mosque. But let's speak to him. Brother Kasim, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Brother Qasim?
Alhamdulillah, Malana.
Tell us about Fitas. You were there back there in 1979.
That's right. Malana, I really enjoyed the place. Fitas was absolutely wonderful. The people were quite good. We had a good time. Especially the, what you call the community, when people needed help or anything, they were all together. Everybody was basically in one yard.
Tell us more about yourself.
Myself, I was a young boy. I used to go to school in Queen's Park Primary. That's out in Fitas, Queen's Park Primary.
I'm going to ask you to hold your thoughts. We've got two callers online. Let's take those callers first. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam.
Ji apa?
Molana, I just want to tell you something about Fitas. Fitas was, there was lot of meetups in Fitas.
Lot of meetups in Fitas. Yeah. Maybe you can make us taste that meetup, Appa.
Yeah. Am I on the air?
Gee. You are on air, Appa.
Okay. Molana, we were playing in the street late at night. We had a lot of fun. We played Kaneki, Kiribeka, Warm patata, hot patata, and we used to play sadi sadi.
I'm going to ask you to call again when we do the sports section on Fitas. You can speak today also, but when we call in, you can just explain to me the games that you just mentioned today when we do the sports and recreation of Fitas, inshallah.
Okay.
What else can you tell us about the Fitas life? I was, as we discussed today, that the cottage would house 8 to 10 people, just two bedrooms. Sister?
Gee?
I said there are lots of people living in small houses there. How did they manage?
Oh, we lived wonderful. We used to play. We used to sleep head and neck. And winter time, we used to sleep with a brick, making it hot in the oven.
Wow.
And keeping ourselves warm. And we used to sit all by the fireplace and talk spook stories.
Subhanallah.
And it was lekker in Fitas. There was too much of meetas.
Lovely, sister. Where are you staying now? Also in Johannesburg or in Lanesia now?
In Lanesia.
Okay, no problem. At least we bring that nostalgia back to you, that feeling of fitas. No problem, sister. Jazakumullah for your time. Much appreciated.
Walaikum
salam. Walaikum salam. Lot of mitas in fitas. Okay, that's an interesting one. Let's go to our second caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Who do we have? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Oops, looks like the caller is not there. Let's try the third line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Oops, again. Alright, the lines are still open. 011-854-1548. You can call us, inshallah. I know there were three more other callers. We will, inshallah, get you on air if you just give us a call again. 011-854-1548. Gee, brother Qasim, you were saying about the days of fitas.
Well, I had a nice time in Fitas Hotel. The community was together. We were all neighbors together. They knew each other. We used to, spend time together with them. Basically, the toilets, like I say, the toilets were separate.
Hmm.
The toilets were separate. We had high toilets on one side, and on the other side, we had a shower separate.
Yeah.
As well. And that was made with galvanizing pipes.
Let's go to the lines again. We're going to speak to you now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam, Mulana, how are you?
Alhamdulillah. Who are we speaking to?
Okay, speaking to Mrs. Rawat Fatima.
Tell us.
Okay, the chicken uncle that phoned in yesterday and he spoke about Joburg City players and soccer players. Okay, but we were in Bertram's at the time, okay? And my husband used to play for Joburg City.
Right.
He was a goalkeeper, Yusuf Rawat, and I guess he was well known, and I think he would have made the Bafana team today. In the 70s, Joburg City, and then he went on to Dynamo Swaraj, but they used to be playing on that field in Fitas, the very dusty field. And they were a superb team. So, yeah, I just need to tell you that Yusuf Rawat, we're out now in Benoni.
Fantastic, indeed. Okay. Thank you very much for the call, Right, do we have another caller? Okay, 011-854-1548. So, Brother Qasim, you were saying that people used to go out to answer the call of nature.
Exactly.
How did it work?
Well, we should go out together. We should take a walk over the bridge, whatever, at night.
What do you mean over the bridge? Now
at Fitas Bridge. We had a subway.
Yeah?
Where the track garage used to be on around the corner, and opposite the track garage was where I used to go to the shop to go buy milk and bread. It was Johnny's Cafe. And another thing is was the people at times at night we used to also spend time together with the neighborhoods, whatever. We had a big yard at the back. My mother and my father and my uncles at that time, there used to be about 18 of them in one house.
Wow.
Two rooms, 18.
18?
My uncles and they were still young.
Okay, just hold it thought. It's a fascinating one. We've got another call online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam, Mulana Habib.
Gee.
I wanted to recite a poem on behalf of my auntie who lives in Fitas.
Go ahead, Appa.
Okay, it's from a very special lady, Miriam Valley. She lives in Extension 9 now. And her poem is entitled Fitas. Fitas was a paradise of a multiracial community. A community where the human spirit mingled freely and each soul sprouted into a floral beauty. The sweet opium of a man's passion for the longing of the lost land was a crystal ball of sparkling flames of friendship across the nostalgic sand. In Fitas, the strong held the hands of the weak and humbly walked together. Like a flight of sparrows welcoming spring, flapping the fluffy feather. Blankets of pink, white, and yellow blossoms covered the vivacious Clouser Street. Sounds of laughter flowed, tins clattered as soccer balls dribbled around the sportsmen's feet. A muezzin's rhythmic call for prayer echoed over the still graveyard wall. Dead silence followed as cricket fans laid down their bats and soccerites dropped the ball. In the homes of the rich, the sun's rays mirrored a shining glitter of inlaid stones in gold. Milky water quenched the thirst of lonely hearts, while many thin-clad bodies in shanty shacks shivered in cold. 14th Street mystified a magical attraction of many locals, foreigners, young and old.
Mm.
Comrades of the Congress movement marched defiantly, lit the freedom torch and marched fearless and bold. Such was the quality of life in Fitas when a fierce tornado broke the spirit and cracked life's bones. Uprooted man's pride and buried footprints under a rubble deep in the stones.
Mm-hmm.
Today, as your press cloud fades into darkness of a beautiful lost life, a nation rises, rejoices, and many bleeding hearts sing freedom songs around the candlelight. That was from Miriam Valley of Extension 9.
Jazakumullah so much for that.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, our listeners are listening. We've got another caller, mashallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Gee.
My name is Yusuf Daya. I lived in 13th Street in Piriradop.
Mm.
I had one room and a kitchen. And next to me was a neighbor by an Hindu neighbor called Mahi.
Mm.
I should take her to Newtown Market almost every second day to go buy her vegetables and she'd sell it in Fitas. I'm sure all those who live in Fitas should go buy from her, and they all knew her.
Mm.
It was one of the best times of my life. But all were like family. They were big family.
Mm.
Especially we should go to Newtown where the market was, and then the truck should come and sell vegetables. And we should go when she go buy vegetables, and we should go with her, and we should whatever falls from the bag, we should pick it up, the potatoes and the. We just come home, make potato chips, and we really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, very nice. Alhamdulillah.
Jazakumullah for that, brother. Much appreciated. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So, brother Qasim, you say 18 people in one house.
It was a two-bedroom house. The kitchen...
How did it work?
Well, we had to sleep on the floor. We had to, my mother and my father as well.
How big was the room?
See?
How big was the room?
The room was quite big, but not very big. Maybe you can say like a 4x3 or something like
four
that.
4x3, okay.
Yeah, that's one room. And another room, then the entrance of the house was just a lounge. And then we had a pine wood, which is be on the side.
Mm.
And then we had the curtains where we could go through.
Right.
And then the kitchen was quite big, where we had a coal stove. The coal stove used to be burning, we used to have food, our rotis and everything used to make on the coal stove.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is the time when we used to, like I'm saying about the chickens, where we used to slaughter the chickens and get the live chickens, we used to buy it from a person by the name of Buria.
Yeah?
Buria is a gattu. He actually used to sell chickens, and then my mother used to buy the chickens. She used to call us when we were young, come and have a look how we slaughter the chickens.
Hmm.
So as you said, this is the way how we used to. We should hold a cup of water. We should give the chicken the water to drink first, and then she should put a scarf over her head, and then she should slaughter it. This is where the veins is, and this is how you must do it.
Wow.
And you must the dua, you must read at the same time as well.
So you were there for that.
I was there for that.
So you still do it now?
I do now. That was the best chickens you should ever get, because the reason why there's no. Like today's time, you buy a chicken, whatever, what preservatives they put inside and what feed they give to the chickens for it to grow quick. That was a perfect chicken, because the reason why that had the right.
Wasn't it Marwan?
It was not at Marwan's.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why today you see, I'm not that so Mar.
So, I'm still trying to understand 18 people in two rooms. Wow. So, what, the people are sleeping in the kitchen or what?
No, they were sleeping in a room. Everybody had their time. Everybody chose to work, chose to come from
and then
work.
The communal facilities, how did it work? The bathroom, and you were saying that they share...
The shower was one.
How far was it out?
It's like just from here. This is the room. The door is right here. And you can just say right here next to it.
Okay.
Exactly, just there. And then outside was a yard.
Hmm.
Then they had our other neighbors around us. Whatever, they used to see us as in greet us Muslims. There used to be what you call one, two Christian peoples as well. Whatever, but we were all united. Were all united.
That's the one startling difference between many communities: the unity. Yeah, mashallah.
And another thing is as well, is the time when Friday comes, in 23rd Street Masjid. Like today's time, we go to the Masjid on a Friday.
Hmm.
The masjid is to be packed. Right. I still remember, I must have been about 10 years old or 9 years old.
Who was the
Maulana, the person who used to read the Maulana is out in Roshni now. He used to be the imam of the masjid.
Name?
I just forgot the name, but I recall again. Allahu Akbar.
How did Allah, forget the Maulana?
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. But anyway, the masjid used to be packed. Like we used to put shoes on in our racks here.
Hmm.
The people used to steal the shoes here. There it used to be, when we just enter the masjid, the pack, the whole floor used to be only with shoes. There was not one person could steal the shoes or anything. Whether it was raining or whether it was whatever it is, but the masjid used to be full.
Brother Qasim, Jazakumullah for your insight into the history of fitas. I really appreciate it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Here's another message coming through. It says, raised by a mother of 9, working for others oppressively, haunted by white supremacy. This was the conditions we had to live on. But we persevered, and in spite of all odds against us, we enjoyed fitas. And this is why we're sharing it, is that where we were, what we've achieved and what we are doing at the moment. We have really gone far apart from each other. We're no longer so united as we were in the days of fitas. As you hear every person coming on, we enjoyed it there. We were close to each other. And it wasn't about the money. Today we've got more money, bigger homes, but we're not so united, not so close. So forget friends and far distant acquaintances. We don't even have close contact with our own family members. Where did that unity and that spirit of Ubuntu go to? Inshallah, we'll continue with our Fitas Diaries, and tomorrow will be part 3, 6:30. 6:30, that's the time it will air out every day. And we will be podcasting it on the website, www.radioislam.co.za. We hope to compile a CD at the end of this session, inshallah.